great day, y'all. This is Cool Owens on God's Number One Worker Podcast. This is Season 6, Episode 8. And the name of this episode is called Failing Females. You know, I said years ago, you know, I noticed the Holy Bible repeats itself. Because God knows we're going to have to keep hearing the gospel message over and over again. Tell you why I call this failing females. First of all, I need y'all to go to Ecclesiastes 26:25. And I want y'all to listen to this right here. Ecclesiastes 26:25. A shameless woman shall be counted as a dog, but she that is shamefaced will fear the Lord. That's Ecclesiastes 26:25. Okay. The next thing I want to read you, y'all, is Isaiah chapter 3, verse 16 through 17. Moreover, the Lord said, because the daughters of Zion are proud and walk with heads held high, and seductive eyes, and go along with mincing steps, and tinkle the bangles on their feet. Therefore the Lord will afflict the scalp of the daughters of Zion with scabs, and the Lord will make their foreheads bare. There's Isaiah 3, chapter 3, verse 16 through 17. Isaiah 3, that's chapter 3, 16 through 17. In other words, Isaiah chapter 13, verse 16 through 17. Okay, and the first one was Ecclesiastes 26:25. Here's another one. 1 Timothy. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 9 through 10. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9 through 10. Likewise, I want women to adorn themselves with proper clothing, modestly and discreetly, not the braided hair and gold and pearls or costly garments, but rather by means of good works, as is proper for a woman making a claim to godliness. Failing. Those are three verses I just gave out to woman. And our society does these things faithfully. Y'all hear me? They do it faithfully. They go against the word of God. Now, if you're doing these three holy commandments backwards, what do you expect from children? You know, to call children kids, you calling children animals, you treating yourself lower than a dog, you dressing, you know, the wrong way. And then you got this physical thing that is lustful. And you had a womb. You had a womb because you're the only being between the male and the female that can bring life into this world. God gave you a womb to bring life into this world. And the only thing y'all can do is sin y'all bodies inside and out, even with the materialistic side. Sad part, y'all will sit there and put tattoos on your body, pierce all to your body. And to these males who sold their soul or, you know, don't care, they'll tell y'all doing the right thing. What's going to happen in the future? Tell you what's going to happen. It's going to be a mess. That's right in the world from the end. You think you can be homosexuals You think you can smoke and drink? I'm just, this is all going to the females, not the males, just the females. You think you can do all this homosexual stuff, drink, smoke, let anything fly out your mouth, act any kind of way, lack of respect for yourself, and you are the one that turns, God uses to turn a spiritual being into a physical being. How you think you're going to make it like that? How you think we're going to make it like that if y'all keep bringing babies into this world through these means? Putting tattoos on yourselves. You know, I saw a situation that happened in my hometown of Memphis. And a female committed a crime. I think it was a murder. And I was reading the comments under the picture, and a man said, "When I seen that neck tattoo, I know y'all ain't getting it. Okay, y'all ain't getting it. This stuff ain't making y'all cool. It's making y'all hot. Your soul's gonna be on fire. You're not gonna make it. Okay, you're not gonna make it. You're not making it now." And the more that you disrupt your soul, that's where the devil is laughing. Because like I said, you're tattooing your body still. You're changing everything you can, trying to draw attention, which is drawing the wrong attention. And the more you're doing this, you're getting away from God. All I got to say is, y'all better know, and y'all gonna find out. If y'all who think it's a game, go find out. In the near future, that God is real. God is not a joke. God is in total control, and everything people were warning you about was true. Females, the word woe in woman, W-O or W-O-M, means to run your mouth a lot. That's what a lot of y'all do. Y'all a womb man, because you got a womb. And if you think I'm being disrespectful, think about how much you're disrespecting God. I'm out of like yesterday. God first always, y'all. Tennessee saying from a Memphis, Tennessee preacher, man. Peace, love, control your soul. Free will, your choice. Let God hear your voice. I'm out of here.